920 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The founder of the bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. Charges against Sam Bankman-Fried will be unveiled on Tuesday. CoinDesk reporter Nick Day.
FTX filed for bankruptcy early last month, and Sam Bankman-Fried resigned as CEO. The new CEO who took over, John Ray III, came in and said that FTX basically had no corporate governance, had no real documentation as to what exactly it had in terms of assets. They estimate they might have over 1 million customers who are owed money now, and we're going through the bankruptcy process.
The man accused of helping to bring down Pan Am Flight 103, killing 270 people, 109 of them Americans, appeared in federal court in Washington Monday.
Abu Aguila Muhammad Massoud, suspected of making the bomb that destroyed the passenger plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, entered the courtroom with a limp, wearing an Alexandria Sheriff's prison uniform and a white mask. Through a translator, he learned of the three charges he faces: two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death, and a count of destruction of a vehicle used in foreign commerce. If convicted, he faces life in prison. Rob Legary, CBS News, Washington.
Snow is moving east, says a busy Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
A sprawling coast-to-coast storm will bring wild weather throughout the week. It already has in California. Here at the Sierra Snow Lab, 3 feet of snow and counting, and howling winds that came along with it. More snow and even severe thunderstorms now in play across the middle of the country.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's return to the U.S. after her nearly 10-month imprisonment in Russia has now shifted attention to another American held there. The Biden administration is working to get Paul Whelan home. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the White House is defending its decision to exchange Griner for the Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
Former President Trump claimed that he turned down a deal with Russia to trade Boot for Paul Whelan because Boot has killed untold numbers of people with his arms deals. But Russia expert and former Trump aide Fiona Hill said there's another reason Mr. Trump never secured Whelan's release.
He was not particularly interested in Paul's case in the way that one would have thought he would be.
Twitter has dissolved its Trust and Safety Council. That's the advisory group of about 100 independent civil, human rights, and other organizations that the company formed in 2016. The council was created to help Twitter address the growing problems of hate speech, child exploitation, suicide, and self-harm on the platform. The group was to meet with top Twitter representatives on Monday night. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. Or steel.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, December 13th. The Human Resources Committee in Wisconsin Rapids will meet at 2 p.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Services Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room at McMillan Memorial Library, 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Tourism Commission meeting will be held at 7:30 a.m. in the Community Room, 933 Michigan Avenue, Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Workplace Safety Meeting will take place from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. In sports, Badgers volleyball lost to Pitt on Saturday 2-3. San Diego versus Texas and Pittsburgh versus Louisville NCAA semifinals will begin on December 15th. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 36. 32 tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. As every good workday should end with a trip to the bar, right?
Well, of course. Hell, you start with a trip to the bar. If you're Tim Michaels running for governor of the state of Wisconsin, you start and end at the bar. I think that everyone in Wisconsin wants to run for governor after that schedule.
Buddy, you know, he keeps a calendar like yours. Although you can be forgiven, as we mentioned in hour number one, you're COVID Mary over there.
I am COVID positive this afternoon. I know, man.
So would you say you're half full of COVID or half empty of COVID?
I'm half full of something, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But luckily, I am fully vaxxed. In fact, I was due for a six-month booster, like, this month. I haven't got, my last booster was in June. And Steph and I were just recently talking, oh, I should go get our flu shot and get our COVID. Well, now we got the COVID, so we'll have to worry about that for a while.
Now you won't have to get vaccinated. You'll get that herd immunity done.
Party, party, baby.
Like your girl, Vicky McKenna. I was contrasting our competitor and right-wing talk. Well, she's right-wing talk. We do it better. Everybody knows. It's the truth.
So anyway, it's true. That is true, yes.
That is true. We are better than Vicky. But I was listening to her today, and, you know, she's talking about the next pandemic scenario coming down the pike. And the World Health Organization, how dare they? They're considering the next most vulnerable population might be children. How dare they think in those terms, trying to scare parents who would fail to vaccinate their kids because they listen to Vicky McKenna's show, that the next pandemic, you know, could find little kids are vulnerable targets for an infection, because sometimes little kids are vulnerable targets to an infection. She's telling you how bad it would be, you know, World Health Organization thinking in those terms. She's there to scare you, not them. Right? It only works if you're scared, if you believe her. So anyways, Don.
Come on, how many vaccines do our kids required to take already before they can go to a public school?
Lots.
I mean, come on.
Well, Vicky ridiculous. Doesn't know. She hasn't bred. Thank goodness, her husband says. Dom, here's my thought. The outrage. The machine. It doesn't even need Trump anymore. I mean, hell, on a local level, we got Vicky McKenna. And then, of course, on a national level, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. What was she saying on podcast with Steve Bannon over the weekend? I paraphrase, but something to the effect, you know, if we'd have ran to January 6th, it'd have been a real armed insurrection, right?
I will tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed.
So those were her words. Or as she's saying today, learn how sarcasm works. No, apparently she's backpedaling a little bit from the whole.
You think it's very, very sarcastic. You know, you could, in a crowded theater, yell fire when there was no fire, and you could say it sarcastically.
Just teasing.
That doesn't mean that if people died as a result of jamming to the exits and got trampled, that you would not be liable for that action.
Well, the fact that some legal experts said there's maybe a little criminality happening there, but here's what she says today, your girl, MTG, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia. If only Herschel Walker had called on her to campaign more.
Oh, it would have been a totally different turnout. He'd have beat Warnock.
Confirmed on Monday that she had made remarks about how to plan an armed insurrection against the government, but insisted those comments were a joke. It's a joke, Dom. Don't you get it?
No,
these are
the
funnies. You know who were there? Eddie Gala for Young Republicans over the weekend. Green said that Trump supporters would have won on January 6th if she and Steve Bannon had planned the attempted insurrection. You read this quote. I will tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed, she told the crowd. But on Monday, Green downplayed her remarks as sarcasm after receiving criticism from the White House. The White House needs to learn how sarcasm works. My comments were making fun of Joe Biden and the Democrats, who have continuously made me a political target since January 6th, Green said in a statement. Every day I receive violent threats against my life simply because Democrats and the media have lied and smeared my character for the past 2 years.
Now, is she being sarcastic here? I'm not clear.
You don't understand how sarcasm works.
Apparently, I don't speak sarcasm.
Rather than trying to weaponize a sarcastic joke I made, you know, what a well-conceived joke you make about armed insurrection. Rather than trying to weaponize a sarcastic joke I made, they should be going after people like Joel Roth, who silenced a sitting president and allowed child pornography to run rampant on Twitter.
Who? What?
Exactly. You can't shame her into silence now. She's going to say her truth. She's 100. I will never back down from my support of the Second Amendment, and I will never allow the White House, Democrats, or Dom, or the media to continue to accuse me of something I had nothing to do with. Some analysts have suggested that Green's remarks could lead to a grand jury investigation. Not us, but some people say, Dom.
Some people say. You know, it's she got caught saying something stupid, and now she's trying to, you know, obviously backpedaling a bit. But you can't look at that quote. I will tell you something. If Bannon and I organized that, we would have won, not to mention it would have been armed. Like, where's the sarcasm? Like, what part is sarcastic about that?
The funny parts.
What funny part? There are no funny parts.
Dominic, Jennifer Rubin, columnist over at the Washington Post. The right-wing outrage machine doesn't even need Trump anymore.
That's why he's going to go down, Crudy.
Dominic, as former President Donald Trump's legal and political problems mount, his chances of becoming the Republican Party nominee in 24, let's just say they're diminishing. While the GOP might be moving on from Trump, it isn't giving up on Trump's technique of outrage mongering. It's simply finding new sources of fake aggrievement and artificial indignance to gin up the base. In truth, Trump did not invent outrage politics long before he rode down his golden escalator to declare his candidacy in 2015. The right-wing media peddled a steady diet of contrived scandals to their viewers and their righty-whity talk radio listeners. They whined about the mainstream media bias and the establishment in D.C. betraying voters. Trump only perfected the art. He lied that President Barack Obama had bugged him. He smeared the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You know, Dom, the witch hunt. And of course, he orchestrated a misinformation campaign to convince voters the 2020 election was stolen, culminating in the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Still, Republicans do not need Trump to set up their own faux outrage. They have shown they have plenty of capacity to invent scandals out of thin air. See Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, for example. He made a spectacle of supposed cases of voter fraud in the state, committed mostly by African Americans, though those cases keep crumbling when prosecutors bring them to court. And Carrie Lake, the Republican who lost Arizona's governor's race, had no trouble claiming the election was robbed, suing state election officials on Friday. A judge found a pre-election lawsuit by Lake seeking to prohibit use of electronic voting machines false, misleading, and unsupported. Sounds like Vicky McKenna.
Crudy, there is no shortage of Republicans who can perform on cue. Senator Lindsey Graham nearly brought himself to tears when discussing Democratic attempts to destroy Republican Georgia State Senate candidate Herschel Walker and deter young men and women of color from becoming Republicans. Rep. Vicky Hartzler also brought out the waterworks while speaking on the House floor against the Respect for Marriage Act. Yeah, she's really mad that gays can get married. Whether it's critical race theory, Dr. Seuss books going out of circulation, or Disney objecting to Florida's Don't Say Gay law, the mega crowd sources of distress these days share some similar features. For starters, they rarely have any connection to actual government policy. That's either because the scandals don't exist, critical race theory is nowhere to be found in the curriculum of K-12 schools, or because they have to do with actions made by private companies in which government has no business meddling. Second, the outrage often stokes a feeling of resentment among white Christian nationalists who think their vision of America is facing an existential crisis. There are plenty of genuine outrages they could focus on, like Russian war crimes, declining life expectancy, gun deaths, but those aren't the right sort of outrages for the mega crowd. They need stories about white and Christian Americans being victims or Democrats hating America. Third, these Republican outrages have virtually no impact on the lives of most of Americans. Inflation, climate change, jobs, oh please. These don't get the base's blood boiling. Finally, the mega outrages have, by design, no solution. There is nothing the government can do about the war on Christmas, even if one existed. And the federal government has no power to abolish critical race theory in schools, even if it were being taught. Precisely because their supporters' outrage can never be assuaged and their made-up scandals can never be resolved, the stories dominating right-wing media remain endless fodder for pot-stirring. Perhaps it's progress that the GOP is drifting away from its obsession with Trump. The less our political debate focuses on him, the better for those interested in preserving democratic norms. But so long as one of the two national parties feeds on irrationality, conspiracy theories, victimhood, and paranoia, our politics won't return to normal. We still lack a system in which both sides compete to present problem-solving agendas to voters. And the maelstrom of anger and victimhood will continue, creating an atmosphere in which any means to an end is justified and political opponents are demonized. In short, mega victimhood without Trump may be a new development, but it is hardly an improvement, Jennifer Rubin writes at the Washington Post. And that is no doubt. And I got to tell you, man, now that, you know, what's his name? Oh, Rush Limbaugh is no longer around. You don't hear like, oh, man, we wish Rush was here. You don't hear that anymore, do you? You never heard it then. It's still.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Come back for the happy hour. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with lows around 32. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, 40. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 36. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday. Low 40s Wednesday, upper 30s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
And I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, they would have been armed.
On tomorrow's paper, listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. You know, actually hearing Marjorie Taylor Greene say it versus just reading it makes it sound so much worse. What a POS. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, being sarcastic. Really, what part? What part were you mocking? What were you making fun of? Sounded like you wanted a do-over.
I thought I did a great job with the reading. For a Monday? Are you kidding
for
me?
A Monday, a hangover? Man, right?
Come on. Dom, I got some new news. Text messages from Republican lawmakers to Mark Meadows.
Ooh.
I look forward to the January 6th committee report, which we're supposed to get very, very shortly. Something like, you know, for the holidays, a little light Christmas reading. Yeah. But beyond that, Dom, my understanding is the J6 committee has made their decisions. Who's on the naughty and the nice list? Who is going to get Department of Justice referrals? And I strongly suspect President Donald Trump will be announced in the next week to 10 days as having been referred to the Department of Justice by the J6 committee for his criminality associated with the January 6th insurrection. And there are a few new names on the list, Dom. I had not seen this before. This is new news. Talking Points memo reporter Hunter Walker has gotten a hold of a full stash of text messages sent to former Trump chief of staff, the chief's chief, Mark Meadows, in the wake of former President Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 elections. And they show several Republican lawmakers taking a, let's just say, an apocalyptic view of the former president's defeat. We'll get to the phones in a minute. Just be patient. Rep. Brian Babin, Republican from Texas, for instance, flat out equated Trump's loss with the end of the American Republic.
I mean, come on.
Here's the exact text. Mark, when we lose Trump, we lose our republic. He wrote to Meadows. Fight like hell and find a way. We're with you down here in Texas and refuse to live under a corrupt Marxist dictatorship. Liberty! Exclamation point. Babin.
I mean, the I'm not getting you know, the thing about this, these Republicans, they have no appreciation for a corrupt Marxist dictatorship. Because if they did, and they did this, and they did these things in a corrupt Marxist dictatorship, they'd be brought up back and shot and left in a ditch. That's what would happen. That's not happening right now. We have to go through this entire process, you know, innocent until proven guilty, trial by judgment by your peers, and all that. So the fact that these folks even talk like that just goes to show you they have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Well, there's more, Dom. Let me tell you what they're talking about. Rep. Ralph Norman, a Republican from the Palmetto State of South Carolina, Dom, took things even further and said Trump needed to declare, although he misspelled it, martial law in order to save the American Republic.
Is that like Penny martial law?
Mark, in seeing what's happening so quickly and reading about the Dominion lawsuits attempting to stop any meaningful investigation, we are at a point of no return in saving our republic, double exclamation points, he declared. Our all caps, last hope is invoking martial law. And then all caps, please urge the president to do so. And again, with the double exclamation points.
And again, Dominion lawsuits, I mean, fast forward now, right? What do we know? Well, it was all bunk, it was all BS, and now Fox News and several of their hosts are being sued by Dominion for billions of dollars for straight up lying their asses off about Dominion and their products.
Well, there's not a direct line drawn, but Dom, let's not forget, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who was brought up by the January 6th committee, is wanting to be what the handoff guy of the fraudulent Trump electors from the streets of Michigan and, of course, Wisconsin, where we live. But who did he point the finger at? Why, the other guy that texted Mark Meadows, Rojo accused Rep. Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania, as the author here writes, on the other hand, did not equate Trump's loss with the end of the American Republic, but he did use a profane slur to describe the people who certified the result of the election. I guess that'd be the vice president, right, Tom? Let me know if there's anything I can do to fight these MFers in Pennsylvania, he wrote to Meadows. Our president is heroic. Again, with the double exclamation points, apparently it's a thing. Thank you all for you've done, and please let the president know just how much he's loved and appreciated in Pennsylvania. Sincerely, Mike Kelly.
And I mean, do his constituents know that, you know, their congressman refers to them as MFers? Or is that just half of them, the ones that didn't vote for him? They're the MFers. Everyone else, you're all cool cats.
And Rep. Mark Green, Republican from Tennessee, sent Meadows a message pushing for Republican-led state legislatures to flat-out intervene on Trump's behalf to declare him the winner. Listen close, Dom. Here's his statement to Meadows. Dick Morris is saying state legislatures can intervene and declare Trump the winner. He wrote, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin all have GOP legislatures. They do, don't they, Dom?
They sure do.
The theory was infamously proposed by Trump lawyer John Eastman. I understand he might be criminally referred by the J6 to the DOJ, who helped lead a failed pressure campaign to get VP Mike Pence to reject the certified election results so they could be sent back, wait for it, to the state legislatures, like the gerrymandered one here in Wisconsin, controlled by Republicans, despite the fact Democrats have won 12 of 14 statewide elections, but trail in the legislature about 2/3 to 1/3. It's all very fair. Better candidates, better ideas, right, Don?
Better candidates, better policies. I guess on this note, before we go to break, 844-967-2789, Post is reporting that Special Counsel Jack Smith, he sent a grand jury subpoena to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, bringing to five the number of 2020 battleground states where local and state election officials are known to have received such requests, and for any and all communications with Trump, the campaign, and a long list of allies. Mr. Smith, working hard.
Well, we'll work hard. We'll take your calls next. 844-967-2789. Hate to play Jenny again for you. Come back, more Devils.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game, they are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday, December 27th. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wisconsin Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says she'll resign on January 2nd. Timberlake led Wisconsin through crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and a statewide hospital worker shortage. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has a new leader and a new fundraising strategy. Brian Schimming was elected as state party chairman over the weekend. Schimming will be the first paid Wisconsin GOP chair. Republicans are trying to counter the fundraising advantage Democrats have enjoyed under a paid statewide chair. Foxconn has accomplished the benchmark for $8.6 million in tax credits and subsidies. The Evers administration says Foxconn created almost 770 jobs and spent more than $77 million on its plant near Racine. In April of 2021, the state revised the contract with Foxconn and created more realistic goals for job creation by the end of 2025 to about 11% of the original plan. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour.
Cloudy again tomorrow, 36. 32 tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Fox News is having their comeuppance, Jim. I'm right. They're in trial literally right now for billions of dollars for their part in this. In this coup, in the sense that, you know, they trashed Dominion and this other company. So you can't do that, Jim. So they are, while, you know, you can have an opinion about things and you can qualify that opinion, you can't stand up there and say straight up BS things, especially if you know in perhaps private deliberations that you knew what you were saying was straight up BS, hence the reason they're in court right now. So while, you know, like a lot of things, Jim, it seems to take forever for, you know, some karma to come back around, perhaps some justice. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but hopefully that will gut them.
Well, I hope you're right. I just hope they don't pull the, well, this was just somebody's opinion and it doesn't really apply to us as a corporation.
Well, yeah. They use that explanation often. Right-wing talk radio does the very same. They defend their host. First Amendment, right? This is opinion. Can't confuse us with news. I mean, I've heard all these excuses made.
But this is it's one thing to have an opinion that perhaps is offensive to some people, let's call it, right? But if you're going to outright state lies about people or corporations, you're going to be probably held liable for that, especially when they tell you not to do it. They ask nicely not to do it. They send you letters tell you not to do it, and you keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Well, then you end up with a $1 billion lawsuit on your hands.
Little defamation suit. 844-967-2789. If you don't like what was heard, send your suits to Dom. Rich from Richland Center. Rich, I'm having trouble getting you on the air. Bear with me.
There we go. Hey, Rich, what's happening?
Hello, Rich.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
What do you got for us, Rich?
Well, I just get a concern about the so-called COVID vaccine.
Yes, sir.
It seems it does not protect one from getting the COVID-19. The so-called vaccine does not stop one from spreading the COVID-19. And another thing that kind of really gets under my skin, listen here, now the other thing, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies for any side effects or adverse conditions from the...
Rich.
Now, I know plenty of folks out here that got a lot of side effects and you got me upset here. They're going to mandate the shot that we got to get. But that ain't fair.
But, Rich, Let me talk for just a moment.
There's no responsibility on the side.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, Rich, because you're talking and you don't let me talk. And I want you to listen just for a moment. Well, he's gone. But I didn't get rid of you, Rich. You did that to yourself. What you failed to mention in your equation, and I've heard Ron Johnson, I know where you're getting this outrage from, Rich. I've seen Ron Johnson out there spewing this stuff. He says, if you take the vaccine, you might have some sort of negative reaction. And I'm not telling you didn't, or someone you know didn't. And you said, well, if you take the vaccine, you can still get COVID. True. And if you take the vaccine, you could still theoretically give someone else COVID. Sir, also true. But the one factor you're not figuring in your math, Rich, is if you get that vaccine, you're not going to freaking die from COVID. That's the equation, sir. Once the vaccine became readily available to all Americans, there has been a clear distinction between those that took it and those that didn't. And if you didn't take the vaccine, and that's your right as an American, but you're more likely to have had negative consequences, ended up in a hospital, or ended up dead. Well, thankfully, that's not you, Rich. You're still calling our show. But since Thanksgiving, COVID hospitalizations are up 30%. We're not even talking about it. I know at least two of my colleagues that have COVID right now. I'm sitting across the screen from one. But he's not going to die, probably, not from COVID, drinking too much maybe, but not from COVID.
Not going to die from
because you've been vaccinated.
And boosted and all that.
If you get the vaccine, sir, you're just not going to die from it.
Or very, very less likely to have that happen. And, you know, and I get it. I can appreciate it. You got to wonder, like, oh, man, who's making this stuff and how does it work? And, well, you know, it's just science, Rich. And you could study it because most of those things are peer-reviewed and out there. But do you wonder, you know, what's in the beer you drink? Do you wonder what's in the aspirin to take or the little blue pill or whatever else you're into? Do you have the same kind of scrutiny on whatever dietary, whatever you're putting into your body?
The cheeseburger you got out of the...
What you're eating.
The cheeseburger you got out of the clown's head at lunch?
Right. I mean, I get it. And I think we all should certainly wonder and want, you know, to have the knowledge of what we're putting in our body and what the expectations or what could happen. I totally get that. I mean, that's our right as human beings, certainly. And we have organizations funded by our tax dollars to oversee and regulate those specific industries. But, you know, when I hear people talking about these vaccines, but not about any other new medicine that comes out or you know, because stuff's getting we're discovering things all the time. That's how it is, man, right? Scientific process. You go through it, you find the cure of something and solve something, make it a little bit better, make it a little easier, build upon that for the future. I mean, that goes on in everything in this world, man. So while I appreciate it and you can be concerned, you don't want to have to take it if you don't want to, I guess, just you understanding that if you are to get COVID, you'll probably be sicker for it. Okay, and if I got COVID right now, I feel fine. My wife was a little tired, but okay. I had it before, had all my shots that I could get, and I fully expect to, you know, just have it be like a normal cold back in the day and, you know, eventually get over it. I hope I'm not going to miss any radio this week, Rich. So have your concerns, man, but then do a little research other than Fox News and Ron Johnson, dude. I mean, the stuff's out there. And if you talk about a sample size, how many hundreds of millions of people have been taking
billions. These
different vaccines, right? I mean, that's a pretty good sample size. And sure, I mean, odds are there could be some side effects. I know what I got. My arm was a little sore when I got shot, but I got some people who like actually felt sick after their vaccine. But, you know, that happens when you take other vaccines. My mother-in-law was going to Africa. She took some vaccines before she got, and it hit her, man. She got sick because of the vaccine. Now, she still made the trip. But, you know, some things can affect you. And I guarantee you, if she got, and I don't know what the vaccine was for, but she would have got it while she was in Africa, she would not have gotten it as bad. So, I mean, thanks for the call, man. But, you know, think about it a little bit more. And then also, perhaps, you know, scrutinize what else you're putting in your body.
844-967-2789. I always love it when friends call in, like our pal, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn. Maggie, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
I'm great, guys. I'm great, guys. How are you on this
good, golden good, thank
Monday?
You.
Little hungover from our Saturday night, but you know, I'm getting older, so I don't bounce back as readily.
The 2-day hangover—that's just the mark of a good time, my friend, for sure. Are we sure Rich from Richland isn't a plant?
Because no,
that was like. If I wanted to hire one of my buddies to call up the show and spew all of the nonsense that is about as anti-scientific, and I don't care if you're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine or a flu shot or anything right. else, just like you were saying, Dom, I mean, it was literally like the faux news talking points, you know, with an up north accent from our friend Rich. I mean, listen, when I don't have a degree in something, right, or I'm inexpert about it, I do two things. I'll listen to people who are experts about it and the generally accepted expertise, but I'll also interrogate that, of course, and do some reading on my own. Rich, do some reading on your own, my friend, right? Like, don't just watch Fox News or listen to this radio show, though it is the best radio show on earth, right? And take that as gospel.
But, you know, but Maggie Dawn, you know that in the right-wing ecostructure, the echo chamber that is Fox News and right-wing talk media, those that get vaccinated are the dumb ones. Those that get vaccinated have been indoctrinated. And quite frankly, when you've got Elon Musk, the world's richest man and the new owner of Twitter, tweeting out his pronouns or prosecute Fauci over the course of the weekend, you don't have to wonder where guys like Full Rich from Richland Center might get it from.
Right. Except for the fact that Fox News, of course, had a policy that everybody that worked in their newsroom had to be vaccinated, and basically every single one of their on-air talents while spouting out this nonsense also was vaccinated. And for those that think Elon Musk should be a good exemplar of behavior, I would suggest that if you have billions and billions of dollars and you're the richest person on the planet, that whatever your bad behavior and terrible decision-making is, you can buy your way out of it. So unless you're as wealthy as Elon Musk, again, you might want to consider getting vaccinated. Just a thought.
Well, perhaps Rich from Richland Center is rich, Maggie Dunn.
He's rich.
Maggie, we got lots of callers. Always appreciate yours. 844-967-2789. Tom from Tulsa. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hi there.
Say, I just wanted to say, man from Richland Center, this is about the third or fourth time I've heard this, that people spouting that they're going to mandate us now taking the COVID. The only thing I heard was that the military wanted to do that, but that's not.
They've actually backed off.
Where is that coming from?
There were military members that had been discharged for failure to get the mandatory COVID vaccination. And in fact, recently in the new authorization, the new Defense Department bill, Tom, we have it wasn't Crudy, but the Biden administration backed off on that policy. And in fact, we may have reinstatement of discharged soldiers who want to rejoin the armed services, despite the fact they're not vaccinated.
Is that a wise idea, I wonder?
And that's the complete contrary to what it is that Rich would claim, that somebody's out there mandating some sort of new mandate. No, it's not true. It's the exact opposite.
Join the military, Crudy, right? You become a property of the United States, and if they tell you to do something,
they give you all kinds of shots.
They give you all right. So you're just going to not put this one in? And what is that going to do? And think about what the effect would be if all of a sudden a big swaths of our military all of a sudden come down with COVID for, you know, a week or something. And then maybe they're not vaccinated. Maybe they get a little bit sicker. Well, it's hard to have an armed and ready to go military when they're all in the barracks, you know, sick.
Isn't that Spanish flu, World War II, World War I, 1918? Wasn't that? I'm just saying, didn't that affect in some way, shape, or form? Because it was actually attacking healthy young people, relatively young people, 20-somethings. You know, the ones that Vicky McKenna would say, never get vaccinated. What are you thinking, getting vaccinated, you sheeple? Tom, appreciate you listening in Tulsa. Everyone listens to the greatest radio show ever, at least the smart, tasteful ones do. People like you. Join us. Be a part of this big program. 844-967-2789. Coming back. Your final thoughts for the day. More Devil's Advocates. Keep it locked right here. Crudy in the Solidarity Realty Studio. See, I did it again, Darcy.
Well
done, Thinking of
Crudy.
You, sister. Thinking of you. Right here, Devil Radio and worldwide on the Civic Media app. I watch the people. Like 4 countries, 22 states right now, Dom. Listen to this fine program. Come back. We ain't done yet.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Food is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 32. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high of 40. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows around 36. Overcast. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going back to the phones in just a moment. 844-967-2789. Crudy from the government archives, archives.gov. World War I claimed an estimated 16 million lives. The influenza epidemic that swept the world in 1918 killed an estimated 50 million people. One-fifth of the world's population was attacked by this deadly virus within months. It had killed more people than any other illness in recorded history.
Don't wear the mask. Don't get the vaccine, you sheeple. That's sarcasm, Dom.
967-2789. I don't speak sarcasm, Crudy. Bill from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, on the whole vaccine thing, I think Rich's big problem is that drug companies can't be held liable. I think we can all agree that it's not going to be mandated anymore. But they can't be held liable.
Ah, shoot, Bill, you got a bad line. Sorry, man. 844-967-2789. Let's try the cell coverage in Hood River, Oregon. It's Nathan. Welcome, Nathan. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nathan.
Well, thank you very much. Hi there.
Did I get that right? Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon. Yeah, that's what they call it out here. But, you know, there is Oregon there, too. So it's close enough. But it's funny when you hear when you've been out here so long and then you hear the Oregon thing. But anyway, I kind of wanted to play the devil's advocate. For Rich, that dude that's talking about the mandate stuff, but do you guys remember the band played on?
Yeah.
Book and,
yeah, in fact, about the AIDS epidemic in New York City and the fact that people sort of intolerantly looked past it because they thought it was a gay epidemic, if my understanding memory serves. Nathan.
Who was the orchestrator of the band?
Was it Roy Cohn? Roy Cohn factored into that. Roy Cohn was the mentor to Donald Trump, I recall, and he eventually died of AIDS, and that was about the time that Donald Trump walked away from him when he couldn't deny his homosexuality any longer.
Wow, down there, I had no idea about that.
Well, that's why you listen to us, man.
I know. I'm learning every day. It's like going back to school.
Although I don't know if Roy Cohn has a specific part to play in the band plays on. Man, it's been 20 years, I feel like. I don't have that specific memory.
Fauci does. Fauci refused to meet with any gay group for 3 years while he was head of the CDC, and they had developed concoctions that were proven to be effective and affordable. And Fauci ignored them for 3 years and introduced AZT, which probably killed more people than it saved. So Fauci, I know that a lot of people are going to think I'm a conspiracy whack job or some type of, you know, Trump cultist. But Fauci was pretty much responsible for just, you know, ignoring remedies that worked and pushing these super toxic cocktails on people that were ineffective. And the thing, if you say anything bad about Fauci, it's like you're a Trump cultist. But Fauci's record is not actually that clean. And you, I mean, like that one lady said, read a book. And you can read a bunch of books on how Fauci has been very pharma friendly and not very innovative. And, you know, there's been never been an investigation.
Nathan, I think your major point, look a little harder at the record of Fauci, even if you may like how Fauci handled the current pandemic. That doesn't mean that his record is perhaps unblemished. Even I get it wrong occasionally. Angels in America featured Roy Cohn on a similar topic, the AIDS epidemic. So I think you said the band plays on. My bad. Didn't mean to misconstrue those movies slash plays.
Well, and I get that, and I don't want to quote it, but my understanding was he expressed some regret, perhaps, of those decisions back. I think a lot of people did because of how it eventually came to be with the AIDS epidemic. But I'll also throw this one out there, too. I mean, Ron Johnson and the Republicans, but guys like Rich, are probably very proud of their guy Ron Johnson voted for him. And Ron Johnson's very proud of a bill he got to pass that said, try them all. The try anything bill,
right? To try.
I mean, you're literally making it acceptable for, you know, perhaps drugs and whatever medicines that have not been fully vetted to go ahead and try. Because, you know, let me tell you something. If I'm on my deathbed, I'm pretty much willing to try everything it's going to take to keep me going. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me get you some hydroxy.
How can you have both of those things? How can you support try it all, try anything, and then, oh, yeah, here's these things that, you know, a billion people have taken, and I'm really concerned about it.
Well, almost a billion horses have probably taken the ivermectin, yet you would not embrace the horse paste as a COVID treatment or hydroxychloroquine like Ron Johnson likes to. Try it all. Try all the drugs.
Try it all. Try it all.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Seen a picture of a pizza box on Facebook all dressed up for the Civic Media Christmas party, and I didn't even recognize him. But I know how you guys throw parties, so it had to be a good one.
Oh, it was a hell of a party.
It was.
Oh, knowing you guys, there's no doubt about that. Hey, I got COVID between my third and fourth vaccine, but at least I didn't die and I wasn't that sick. I know two friends, not real close friends, that passed because of COVID. They didn't make it.
Wisco, I want to get one more caller in. A lot of people in this industry, a lot of people in the radio industry, as I've met people that, you know, sold radio stations to the Civic Media Empire, if you will. A lot of people in this industry affected. A lot of people love radio and work late into their 70s, 80s, 90s. And when they get COVID, it was a big deal. Tom from L.A. wanted to get your final thoughts in today. Tom, if I can make the phones work. My phone's not working, man.
Help I got you, out. Tommy. Hang on.
Tom.
You go. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome. What do you got for us?
All right, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And that includes all of us. So all of us, how about you just all... you know, basically jump in the pool together because that's how we actually run the United States of America. And what I would say is that these people say no vaccines now, but they'll listen to a commercial tonight on TV that's going to tell them about side effects that are everything under the sun. And they'll be going to their doctor and saying, I want that, I want that, I want that. So, you know what, there's such a hypocrisy that goes
well,
on.
Well, Tom, of course, you know one of the symptoms of long-term COVID is erectile dysfunction. They'll be calling the doc for that. Tom, thank you for getting Kelsey Kidd to call home over the course of the weekend. Job well done, sir. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Keep it locked right here, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. And don't forget, Native Roots Radio.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.